This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Saturday, January 29th. Forgiving the Unforgivable. Our reading comes from John chapter 21. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me." In our reading today, Jesus is calling Peter back into service, showing that he has forgiven Peter for his hasty denials when Jesus was arrested. That night, Peter had denied three times that he even knew Jesus, even though he was one of Jesus' closest disciples. We might think that Peter's sin was unforgivable, but Jesus turned the other cheek and not only forgave Peter, but also restored him as a leader. We witness Jesus inviting Peter not once, not twice, but three times to reaffirm his love and allegiance. Then Jesus commissions Peter to follow him faithfully, all the way to death if necessary, and history shows that is what Peter did. In a time of cancel culture, Peter's role would likely have ended and his name might have been erased from Scripture. But reread of his many actions as a disciple of Christ, both good and bad, and of his leadership in the church. His mistakes and sins did not define him, but instead, God used those experiences to shape Peter as a leader. Our Christian leaders and friends can let us down and disappoint us too. Forgiveness may seem undeserved, yet none of us is beyond the reach of God's grace for wretches like me or you. Pray with me. Lord, you know all things. You know that we love you, and yet we disobey and disappoint you daily. Forgive us our sins and help us to extend grace to others who have fallen. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.